So as I said, this is a day of great rejoicing, a day of great festivity for us in the church. And so this day we celebrate the same way we do a Sunday, while we sing the Gloria and we're going to have the Creed, while we even chose to use incense, all those things that make the Mass more sacred, more special. And so just maybe, why do we use incense, that smoke, that sweet smell and smoke? One thing in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, it tells us that incense is the sign of our prayers going up to heaven. So whenever we see the incense at Mass, we can remember that our prayers are going up to heaven, that the angels and saints are hearing our prayers and they're taking our prayers to God the Father. So that's one reason why we use them. But also, at Mass, we know we call it a mystery, that there's more than we can really understand fully. And so the smoke creates kind of a haze to remind us that there's more here than we can know. That the priest, yes, I'm a man, I'm a human being, but as a priest, I stand in the person of Jesus. So that helps us to make us know there's a mystery there. That in the people of God, that God is present when you come together to worship Him and to praise Him. And so there's a mystery here. We're not just a bunch of people coming together for a meeting, but the body of Christ is here together. And it's a mystery. When the gospel's proclaimed, the life of Jesus is made present to us. So the smoke before the gospel helps us to remember there's something special going on. And then most importantly, at the consecration, at the Eucharist, when we use incense, that the bread and wine become the body and blood. So there's something very special, something mysterious here. So we use this incense, this smoke, to make us think more is going on than what we can see. This isn't just a normal meeting. And what are we doing here today as we celebrate and honor our Blessed Mother? If we can think back to just last Friday from our school Mass, we celebrated a saint, Saint Clare. And if we can remember, maybe not, but the responsorial psalm told us that our souls, our hearts are thirsty, are hungry for God. And I reminded us that sometimes we need to be reminded that we have all these desires in our heart, but the scriptures help us to know what to do with them. That everything I want is in Jesus. And so the same thing today. We celebrate our Blessed Mother because she shows us what our life is supposed to be. I remember when I was, probably fourth or fifth grade, when homework was starting to get difficult, and I wish I could be outside riding my bike or climbing the trees with my friends, but I had to be inside doing my homework. My friends would say, you know, if Adam and Eve never sinned, we wouldn't need to even go to school. If Adam and Eve didn't sin, we never would have had any homework. Like, we kind of got mad at Adam and Eve for the sin because we wanted our life not to be at school or not to be doing homework. So we were thinking about what would have happened if Adam and Eve had never sinned. But you know what? We don't have to think about that. We don't have to try to create what it would have been like if Adam and Eve had never sinned, because we know. And that's what Mary teaches us. Mary teaches us what life would be like if there was no sin. If Adam and Eve hadn't eaten the fruit in the garden, hadn't said no to Jesus, what would our life be like? We look to Mary. Mary said yes to God every day, everything, always. She knew that what God asked of her, she knew that what God wanted for her was the absolute best. And it wasn't always easy. So, like, I didn't want to have Adam and Eve to sin because I didn't want to go to school and I didn't want to do homework. But Mary didn't have an easy life. But she had a beautiful life. She had a blessed life. So sometimes we go through struggles. Sometimes the struggles are outside. Like, maybe I get in a fight with my friends or I get in a fight with my parents. Or sometimes my homework is too hard. Or sometimes the struggle's inside my heart. Like, I don't want to go to school today, or I don't want to go to Mass today, or I don't want to do the right thing. I want to do the wrong thing. So we have struggles outside, and we have struggles inside. We can always turn to Mary and ask her to help us, because she will always help us make good choices, and she will always bring us to heaven. So it's just like in class, that there's a homework problem that no one can figure out, and we're all struggling, but finally someone figures it out, and they help the other kids, other students, figure out how to do their problem. That's what Mary does. When we're struggling and we can't figure it out, Mary's going to help us figure out how to get the solution, how to get the answer to our problems. And just like when we celebrate the good things that happen to our friends, when we celebrate the good things that happen to our brothers and sisters, when we celebrate the good things that happen to our family members, our Blessed Mother celebrates when we do good things. So we celebrate her because she's already done the best thing by going to heaven. But every time you do something nice, every time you say yes to Jesus, Mary celebrates us. She rejoices with us. And she's waiting for you in heaven to join her one day. And so this is why we celebrate this day with such joy, with such enthusiasm. Because Mary teaches us what our life is supposed to be. And it's just simply saying yes to Jesus. So when life gets difficult and you don't want to do the right thing, say, Mary, Mother, help me. Help me to say yes to Jesus. And you can trust that she always will. She will always bring you closer to her Son, so that one day you'll be with her, praising God in heaven forever.